It is time for one-on-one with the professionals. We have Brad Dungeons in here and the lovely Miss Blair. Good morning, one and all.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
What do we got going on today?
Well, it's a big day. First show of the year. I guess maybe I missed last week's show. It might have been after the beginning of the year, I think.
I think we're all just
waiting the last
absent.
Couple weeks. So I've been off on a holiday. Thank you all for letting me escape. But we're back and rocking into 2020 and got lots of exciting stuff going on down at Dungeness Toyota and Dungeness Ford Lincoln. You may have seen the sign out front. We are under new management.
The
actual sign.
Yeah.
We talked about it before I left town. Mm-hmm. Now we were assembling our new management team, and I've got recently promoted Michelle Gaines to be our director of sales. Really excited about that. She's been a great employee that's risen through our ranks over the last several years and has a great perspective on customer service and value in the car business, and I think it's going to be a great leader for us. And I've got I'm adding a new service director in the next couple weeks, and we'll have our team assembled, and we're filling out our staff now too. We've got a lot of you may have heard commercials on the radio about our need for great talented people with good attitudes. We can train and develop people in our business. That's really what it takes. You know, we talk on the show all the time about the changes in the business, and the truth is we're at a point now where I think sometimes it's better to take somebody fresh with just a great attitude and teach them what we need to do to sell cars today rather than take the old tired habits of the past and try to groom those to today's market.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is we've shifted high gear into that. We've got a great team assembling. They really focused on customer service and time, you know, respecting mm-hmm. our customers' time in sales and service, being there to take care of them anytime they need it. And that's really the core of our business.
Starting a new year with a new career.
That's right.
A pretty good thing to do.
If you are interested in that or know someone who might want to explore these opportunities, mm-hmm. we have great entry-level positions, openings for technicians, mechanics, in the office and throughout the dealership. So mm-hmm. just you can go to our website at dungeonschoice.com, and there's a link at the bottom to our employment page. And from there, you can, if you don't see the job you're interested in listing, and at the very bottom, it says click here, and you can fill out an app and send it in, and we'll get right back with you and mm-hmm. let you know what we've got in store for you. We can bring most everybody in for an interview. And just really want to get to know more people and talk about careers in the car business, because I think a lot of people don't necessarily look at it as how would I fit into that? And mm-hmm. but the car business is such a diverse business. We have
people, it is anymore.
we do. I mean, we work on mm-hmm. very technical and essentially driving computers, $60,000 computers that you drive around in. Many of them have. Hundreds of computers in there operating the vehicle, and it takes a lot of knowledge to be able to service those vehicles. We've got electric vehicles coming to us. We've got Ford will be out next week to do a survey of our shop to help us plan for the new Mach-E that's coming later this year.
Can't wait.
Yeah, no, that's going to be real exciting, and I think unfortunately the reservations have filled out, and so essentially the first year of Mach-E is sold. Well before the vehicle is built. We will get one early when the Mach-Es start to come out. One of the first vehicles are going to go to dealers to put in our loaner inventory. Mm-hmm. So we'll have something you can come check out and drive. And we'll have to keep that in service for a few months, and then we'll be able to sell it. Mm-hmm. So I will have one that way. And then through the reservation process, we've got a couple others that we'll sell in the market.
To-do list. Find reasons to service car. Test drive Mach-E.
Well, let's introduce Blair again.
Sorry.
We've got Blair here from the Barnesville Public School Foundation back again.
Yes.
A little different timing this year to talk about this event.
That's right. I'm a little disappointed I'm not here to answer phone calls about car auto repair with car looking back or something. I know nothing about auto repair, but it could be fun and entertaining.
Yeah, we could ask you about auto repair experience.
Right.
There you go.
Consumer's perspective.
That's right. No, I think I'm more qualified to talk about the Bartlesville Public Schools Foundation. But I do appreciate being here today to talk about our Scholar Showcase. This is our fourth year hosting this event. A little bit different timing this year. Yes, it's coming up next Thursday, so a week from today. It's going to be at the Hopestone Loft. And it's basically, we host a lot of events during the year, which I'm sure you guys are aware of. Our Teacher of the Year celebration is going to be coming up in February, where we're honoring current Bartlesville Public School teachers. We have our Hall of Fame breakfast, which is in the spring. It's in April, where we honor retired Bartlesville educators. And then we host our State of the Schools luncheon every summer, which is kind of an opportunity for our community to come in and learn about what's going on in our district and from our superintendent. But this event here, the showcase, is really just an opportunity for us as a foundation to showcase what we are doing, kind of what our impact is in the schools.
Because all these events really are just they're, the top of your
that's right.
Stuff that
that's right. We're really just kind of offering a service. We want to showcase our teachers and our school district. But this is really an event to show kind of how we're making an impact with our funding, with our fundraising in the schools.
And these are basically additional resources that are
that's right.
To help the public school system better do their job.
That's right. So our funding isn't focused on providing basic supplies or kind of adding to the basic curriculum. It's really kind of going above and beyond. And we've been doing that for almost 35 years now, really trying to provide grants to our teachers to enrich what they're already learning in the classroom, help those students understand the concepts that they might be learning about with hands-on activities and experiments, things like that. So our students are getting opportunities that other students are not getting in other districts.
So if a teacher has an idea, they can come to the foundation
right.
and say, hey, if I had these resources,
that's right.
I could do this.
That's right. And it's really stuff that maybe hasn't even been proven to work yet in our district. And so we kind of provide the seed money for that.
The Atlas program is one of the things I was thinking about. As I hear that is really taken root for something that is so new,
right?
And getting kids to engage in learning and just responding better.
That's right. It has been. So that's not something that the foundation funds, but it is. Our district is so innovative. We have a great superintendent, kind of providing great leadership from the top down. And the Atlas program is one example of that. Really trying something new, seeing if it works, and then we can implement it kind of more broadly across the district. And so that's very similar to the things that we're kind of funding as a foundation.
And so tell us about your event next week and how people can get involved in that.
Sure.
If there's still seats or whatever.
Right. So it's very casual. 6 to 7:30 again at the Hopestone Loft. Tickets are available on our website, bpsfoundation.org, under our events tab. They're just $20. We'll have hors d'oeuvres and a cash bar. It's really, again, we're going to bring in teachers. We're going to bring in students to kind of showcase some of our main initiatives. So that would include teacher grants. So we'll have teachers and students there who actually will bring in some of the equipment they've received from grants that we've funded to demonstrate those. They can engage with our donors, ask questions. Mm-hmm. And then we'll have elementary STEM featured. So we'll bring in some students and teachers to talk about elementary STEM, which we've been funding for the past 3 years. Bring in some of those demonstrations to show our donors. And then we'll bring in Marty Jones, the new ag teacher. So he'll come in with his ag students and kind of demonstrate what they've been doing in their classrooms. And then we'll have Bruins on the Run Kids, which is one of our other newer programs, after school running and mentoring program that we offer. So we'll have some teacher mentors and some students there to kind of talk about how that program has impacted them. So it's a great opportunity to interact with those teachers and students. And then we are using it as a fundraiser to support all of those programs. So we'll have a live auction with some very unique items, mostly provided by our superintendent has a couple items like he's letting someone shadow him for a half a day. So you can shadow Superintendent McCulley, see what he's doing all day, have lunch with him. He also offers a snow czar. So he will call you first when he decides to cancel school for snow day. So if you want to be in the know, you can do that. So just some unique items like that provided by our teachers and superintendent to support the foundation and our programs.
And it's a neat opportunity to actually see the investment people have made in the through the Bartlesville
that's
Public
right.
School
that's
Foundation
right.
and the impact it's had on
that's
students
right.
and teachers.
That's right. And we, of course, have four generous sponsors. They've been with us for the past 4 years, and it's Dunges, which we appreciate. Also, Musselman Abstract, Kelleher Architects, and then Jim Moore State Farm Insurance. They've
Excellent.
Been our sponsors for 4 years.
That's good company.
It is. We have really, I mean, all of our education advocates in the community are really great, and they all really do turn out for this event. So we hope that some of your listeners will join us.
It's a core part of Bartlesville's culture, I know. I mean, the public school system and the value of our education system
sure.
isn't lost on our community.
That's right.
And that's why they've invested for so many
that's
years
right.
in the Public School Foundation.
That's right.
Because
that's right.
I think we know that our schools need more resources than the state can provide, and especially today. And that's really a critical thing.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
We've got a great thing going with our schools, and just every little push helps, folks.
No,
That's right. Yeah. And it is about the culture and the people, the teachers and the students.
That's right.
And the tools we can give them, really about them and the magic they create when they learn.
Are the ones that know our students the best, which is why we like giving them those teacher grants, because they're the ones who are kind of empowered to come up with the ideas to engage their kids.
Uh-huh. Well, and you mentioned, too, that you're going to honor some teachers coming up next month and then later in the year with the Hall of Fame. And I know that's one of your big programs to really honor great teaching that goes on in our community and to reward those legacy teachers that spend their whole career in our community doing
that.
And when are those events again?
So the Teacher of the Year celebration is coming up February the 25th. And that's a free event. It's at the community center. The district obviously hosts this every year for their teachers. They award the district Teacher of the Year at this celebration. But in the past, it's been something that's been put on by the teachers who are already overworked and they shouldn't have to plan their own party. So last year, the Public School Foundation took that over them and worked on getting great food. And we kind of did a red carpet Hollywood theme. So the teachers actually come out and walk the red carpet. And we had almost 400 people there last year. Because again, it's a free event. We just want people to come out and celebrate our teachers. So that'll be February the 25th. It's 5:30 to 7, and we really do keep it to that 1.5 hour time slot, so it's not occupying your whole night. And then our Educator Hall of Fame breakfast is again honoring former Bartlesville Public School educators. So retired teachers come back in and be inducted into our Educator Hall of Fame. And this year we're inducting Betty Turk, Sandy Bliss, and Marilyn Blackburn into that Hall of Fame.
Mrs. Turk. Yes. I know of her. She was a great friend of my grandmother's. So.
Okay.
No, that's great. The legacy of those teachers is outstanding, and it's a great testament to Bartlesville, as I said before. So anyway, thank you for all that great information. We'll get back to that in a few minutes. I do want to mention that this is a great time of year if people are interested in used cars. It's a really big market. We often, as we end the year and people start getting their filing their tax returns, we see the used car market really take off. We've been stocking up and building our inventory and still actually looking to do that. If you've got a car you'd like to sell, or if you're trading, even if you're trading somewhere else, give us a shot. We'll give you top dollar for any vehicle that you're looking to move. It's a pretty simple process. You can either start it online or just drop by, and we can make it pretty easy because we do it all the time.
Been doing it all the time for quite a while.
That's right. And so that's coming up. We've got our new incentives from Ford and Toyota that are now out with the fresh month. And got great, continuing to have a real sell down on the 2019 Highlander. So there's a lot of good incentives on that. We'll be getting our new 2020 Highlander, which is an all new model. In the next few weeks, we're going to go to Oklahoma City for some training on that at the very beginning of February, and we're really excited about that vehicle. The new Highlander is going to be a really pleasant addition to our stable. And then I've got got some glimpses of what's coming in February for Truck Month. On the Ford side, Truck Month traditionally starts in mid-February and lasts through March. Somehow Truck Month can't be contained in one month.
It's big.
But we're gearing up our inventory for that. You don't have to wait for that. We've got a lot of great deals today, as I always talk about. We go online and market-based price all our vehicles, a lot of times daily. And, truthfully, vehicles today, I mean, you used to, and this is, we've talked about before, too, but you used to have to go to the dealer to really get pricing information on a vehicle. What's my trade worth? What does that car cost? And a lot of times today, we're seeing our customers come in, and they've already done all that information. They know what their trade is worth. They know what their car costs. They know what they're qualified to buy. They've decided what they're going to look at, and they're there to get in the car and do a test drive. And so we've got to acknowledge that and be ready for you when you get there, and not just start over. So that's part of the process, but it's really about being there for our customers. And like I talked at the beginning of the show, we're ready to serve them and save time.
Very good. You know, it's amazing with all the different tools that you have on your website. You can get people right there. They know what the ballpark is.
Yeah.
And they know the dimensions of the ballpark.
And you can go right through the purchase process quite a way. I mean, almost to the point of click and buy, and we'll deliver it to your driveway and bring your trade back. I mean, of course, we do that all the time. Mm-hmm. We've got a guy coming from Pennsylvania to buy a used Prius from us. He put a deposit on it yesterday. We sold a Volt to somebody in Little Rock last week or a week before. I mean, we sell cars all over the country with our great prices. Mm-hmm. And I don't want people to forget about that. I mean, it's really, we take great pride in putting good prices on our vehicles up front. We call it the simple price. It's the same online as on the showroom and on the car. We sometimes they may change before we can get the window sticker switched out. So all our salesmen have tools where they can check the market-based price on their device, their phone or iPad or whatever they're using to confirm the actual price that day. Mm-hmm. They do change a lot. Vehicles are really more like a stock today, rather than something where the negotiation room is arranged. You wouldn't go in to the stockbroker and say, "Well, it's $5. I'll give you $350 for it." That's the reality of the car business today. They're worth that. We price them on the market and try to simplify the whole process. And again, that's just going to save you time and frustration. Hopefully, the hassle of the old days of negotiating, the back and forth, the lack of clarity on what are these numbers they're presenting. You know, how did you get to that payment? That kind of stuff. We try to blow all the smoke out of the room and just be upfront with you.
I'm not going to miss those old days.
No, I don't think most people do, truthfully. No, we talk about that every day at our meeting how this is not a, there's no going back to that. It's really critical in our business.
So this is really neat, folks. If you want to go out and see and get that new car smell, you can do that.
You can do it with no pressure. Just
no pressure. Just come out, like to smell,
say hello. Just sit in the car and get that smell. That's a great day for it. It's almost 60 degrees.
Yeah, you can get around pretty easy today. I don't know about a little bit later into the weekend.
We do have some weather coming. And if you're worried about the big cold front coming or you've got issues with your tires, now is the time to look at that. With that coming, batteries, wipers, tires, these things are critical in the winter. Do get in somewhere if you've got an issue with one of those. It's critical that we take care of our cars in all weather conditions for your safety. But truthfully, winter is a really stressful time on your car. We know it starts with the battery. If it's and it has any weakness, so the extreme temperature changes are going to put it at peril. And tires, again, your traction when you're on a slippery road that's wet or has some ice on it, a tire without any tread isn't going to do you any good. And then windshield wipers are super critical just to keep in your visibility. And
I've been told that winter doesn't come around here much, but when it does, it makes its presence known.
We do know our winters, and we haven't had much winter in the last couple of years, but plenty of cold, but not, cold. Not much precipitation while it was cold.
And remember, all Dungeons models has a fiddle and a furnace. So.
We do have heaters and heaters lots of all-wheel drive and 4x4, if that's what you need to get up your hill.
There you go.
And lots of great product and ways and solutions for other things you might have. Yes. If you need a new battery, we've got... Our manufacturers give us a whole menu of great deals every month. Probably really too much to put out on our website for specials. So you might just call and ask the parts department or ask one of our team members what are the deals now? Is there any battery deals? We've always got specials on a full assortment of almost every brand of tire. We carry most brands because we have connections through the manufacturers to buy tires. We have price match guarantees on tires, brakes, batteries, virtually everything that we sell. And with the $9.95 oil change, of course, that's not really necessary. Because that's pretty much the best price there is.
That is the best price there is. I've checked.
the I want to, you know, we talked to the last few weeks about our appointment system and the net check-in tool that you can get.
So easy.
Yeah. It was, I will admit, last week we had some changes on the Toyota side, and we didn't keep it up quite as well as we had been. But you can call anytime, and our operators know now pretty much what the wait time is in both our stops. If they can help you navigate to get whether you should just come on in, or we can set up an appointment for later in the day. That we typically use the net check-in tool to do that. If we're going to set an appointment out in a day or two, we'll set a hard appointment for you. But we're really working on that, trying to really manage your time so that you don't have to spend a lot of time at the dealership when you're getting your service.
But once you get in, man, it is smooth as silk.
Well, we work on that all the time, and I'm really excited about our new team that's forming in service. That's going to be a really great one. I can bring some of them in and talk about
That'd
it.
That'd be nice. Yeah,
yeah. I want to bring the new team in and introduce them. As they're back at the shop now, working on building out the team, so it's still in formation.
Oh well, yeah. Well, that part's kind of fun.
Oh, it is fun. I mean, really enjoyed it.
You're watching
it.
Something just blossom right there in front of your eyes. That's
well, and
cool.
What's great is I get to talk to lots of people that you've been working with or the school system has, Blair. I mean, we see young people all the time, and you know, I interview most of them when available. Uh-huh. Myself, we definitely try to engage with people and have a conversation about your goals and your career and how the car business might line up with that. That's really what I want to talk about with you. And then I put you with one of our managers where we think you might have a good solid fit, really get you lined up so that you know where you're going, you know what your path forward is. I think that's critical for people today. And you know, just mold that relationship for you with your around your job through a career so that you know where you're headed, what you have to do to get to the next goal, and you know that's something we work on all the time.
Great. And if you don't know where you're located, folks, they are located on 75 on the west side. It's the best side, just a little bit south of Frank Phillips Boulevard. Just a little bit
but
south
for the big Ford Oval
and that and Ford, the, that big Toyota thing,
the big beautiful Toyota building. Yeah, that stands up like it's on a hill. That's
right.
Great.
That's new in the past couple years. Is
yeah,
that right?
It's about 5 years now, Blair. And yeah we're that's really fast. Proud
but
of that.
It's really shiny.
It
so
is
it
really
looks
shiny.
Brand new.
You keep the windows very clean.
We do. They were out there cleaning them yesterday. So we have to have them cleaned regularly. But yeah, no, that we're really proud of that building, and you know it is the only LEED certified auto dealership in the state of Oklahoma, one of the very few retail facilities that's LEED certified in the state. And that's leadership in environmental and energy design. It's a certification program, the international program where buildings and construction projects can apply to get certain points and you get certain levels of certification. We did that. We've got a lot of LED lighting. We've got geothermal heat and air in the Toyota building. We've got a lot of great energy saving and cost saving items that have really proved out. You know, I think one interesting thing is the geothermal investment probably paid for itself within a year or two with the credits we got back from the utility company and the savings we've had on the utilities themselves. Mm-hmm. And it's an amazing to see that work that way. I mean, the Toyota store is about the same size as Ford, but its utilities run about half of what the Ford store does.
It's interesting that you can compare those.
It is interesting. Yeah, it's a great project. If you haven't seen that building, you need to come out. And if we've got some great murals in on the Toyota side of Bartlesville scenes and Northeast Oklahoma scenes, kind of in keeping with the Toyota theme of going places and where people around here go, whether it's the Tallgrass Prairie Preserve or out to Clyde Lake at Willow Rock for an OK Mozart concert or downtown to the Price Tower. Iconic images of Bartlesville, of course, an image of the Bill Dungy Stadium downtown, where we're proud to still sponsor the American Legion baseball team.
And it's looking good. They're replacing that divot.
Isn't that great?
Put the new turf in there. It's looking really sharp.
Yeah. It's going to be a great when we get into that season here in a few months. Got anyway, there's lots of historic pictures too in the Toyota dealership. Mm-hmm. There you can see just some old scenes from Bartlesville and the old dealership downtown when my grandfather had a dealership downtown. So if you want to come by and look at all that, talk about it, mm-hmm. we're there. Another thing people might want to come see are our, we have a little collection of old Fords now.
So I've heard.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's we've got the Model A, mm-hmm. and we traded for a 1929 Model A a few, about 60 days ago or so, and mm-hmm. we still got that one. And we recently got a 1978 vehicle that's a recreation of that. It's mm-hmm. It's a Ford from the 70s that's got a replica of the Model A on top of it. So this one actually, well, they both run really well, actually, but this one's more of a Pinot Mustang II type thing, so it really is nice, simple engine, more modern, and so we'll use that for parades and stuff, and we've got the older, authentic one that actually dates back to that first year my grandfather had a Ford dealership, so
wow.
It's a great balance. And those are both on the Ford showroom. So come check those out if you like old cars. We're happy to just let you come see it.
Well, this
like
is really, really, truly Bartlesville when you go into there for the experience, because you're going to see some pretty neat things that are historic, but you're going to make a little history yourself when you drive off.
Well, we like to tell those stories. I mean, it's something unique about Dungis, I think, and Bartlesville and
all
the history that we have. So telling those stories is you know, kind of what I do. I mean, once I've gone through that hiring process for people, that's the first thing I do is take them on a tour and start telling stories about the building, the family, the history, and encouraging our employees to kind of come up with their own stories of how they got here and how they tie into the story that this thing's been going on for 90 years. And it's all been built on these people's stories, right? That's the truth of it is those first baseball teams, a lot of those guys ended up working at the dealership. So the coaches are still our customers. The family members are still our customers. And, you know, so this is a long history, a relationship that goes back through our people to that story. So
nice how everything kind of weaves into the fabric of Bartlesville this way. It's really neat.
Yeah, I love it. And back to Blair and the Bartlesville Public School Foundation. You have a few minutes left to talk about your event. Next week, you've got...
Sure. We're just excited to have people come out. And again, it's just really going to be a great opportunity to interact with the people benefiting from the funds that we're raising, which I think is kind of a unique experience.
And it's a way to support the program, too.
And support the program.
You know, many of your ongoing donors maybe already have their tickets.
Sure.
But if you're just intrigued, what are they talking about? How did this work? For only $20,
you
can help.
You can come.
Get something to eat.
Something to drink, and see these teachers and students, ask them any questions that you want about how this is impacting their education and their experience in the schools.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for everybody to get out and see the best of Bartlesville and what our education program really provides, which is outstanding. I can say that. I mean, my kids have gone through the public school system here, and, you know, we've got one off in college now, and another one going through middle school, and I can't say enough about how great the Bartlesville Public School System is and the support that they get from organizations like the Bartlesville Public School Foundation. It's critical that we support these causes.
How do we get the tickets if we didn't get them the first time around?
Right. So some people have already purchased their tickets, but you can still get them on our website, bpsfoundation.org. And it's on our events tab. And they're just $20. You can order them. Or you can call the Education Service Center, call my office, and I can connect you with a ticket.
Great.
Excellent. Well, we're so glad to have you back here again. Is there anything else we missed on Bartlesville Public School Foundation?
I think that covers it for now, but I am happy to come back.
Well, we definitely will have you back. We ought to bring on some of those, the Teacher of the
that
Year.
That would be great. Or, yeah,
and
that
the
would
Hall
be
of Fame teachers.
That
would
that.
Be great.
That would be
really
fun.
Uh-huh.
Something.
That would be fun.
Uh-huh. That would be awesome. We'll try to get that scheduled.
Perfect.
And so glad you guys listened to us today, everybody out there in Bartlesville. Mm-hmm. As I said, come on down to the dealership, check out those stories and the great, great old Fords we have, or come to the new Toyota dealership and see what a lead facility really looks like. We've got great new and used vehicles. We've got our Q-certified program where every new vehicle at Dungers comes with a 7-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty at no additional cost to you. Lots of great deals like our oil change and specials on all kinds of things. So come on down today on Highway 75 or call us at 918-333-0900.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.